It's Dave along with Sam Panionovich back with you on 720 WGN. So somebody tell me what's better than bacon. How about a festival in Chicago dedicated to bacon? How about a portion of the events going to the Greater Food Depository, Chicago Food Depository to End Hunger? And that's the trifecta right here. And to tell us about Bacon Fest Chicago, a fun-filled walk-around tasting event featuring the most creative bacon dishes from the best chefs in Chicago and cocktails from the Windy City's best mixologists, all happening at the UIC Forum Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st, is the co-founder of Bacon Fest Chicago, and that's Seth Zurer. Good evening, Seth.
How do you do?
I am fabulous. I am fabulous. And we started off right here with some bacon old fashions.
Yeah, I feel like it always helps to lubricate the interview setting if we drink a little Koval bourbon with bacon in it first.
That's nice. And Sam has to be up at like, what, 5 or 6 to be here to do sports?
I have to be back
morning?
At 6:30, so just keep them coming.
Yeah, exactly. It'll keep it going all night.
Dean usually starts with some gin, so I think you're in good shape.
I like the bacon on the lip of the cup.
Yeah, right.
That's a fantastic touch.
Yeah, and the bacon is that like a Cajun bacon or what is that on the side of that thing?
Yeah, I think that is a Cajun spice bacon.
We'll talk more about it. So Bacon Fest began in 2009. What was your inspiration to kind of create this event for Chicago?
Well, I mean, I love bacon. My partners love bacon, and we're actually all theater guys. And so my partners went to see a production of a rock and roll puppet musical all about beer. And they went home and got drunk and were like, holy smokes, those guys that wrote that musical love beer so much. They wrote a whole musical about it. What should we write a musical about?
What do we love?
Exactly.
What do we love?
Yeah. The obvious answer was bacon. So they started writing songs about bacon. They got pretty bored with that pretty quick and called me up at 11:30 like, hey, we have an idea. I don't know if it's good because we're drunk, but it's the Burning Man of Bacon. What do you think?
But here's the really cool thing is that you were ahead of the bacon curve because that's only kind of happened in the last few years. So you kind of got it started.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say that we personally are responsible for the bacon craze, but it definitely has picked up since Bacon Fest started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me what is the experience like there? Like, what are we going to see when we walk in there? Because this is a 2-day event.
It's a 2-day event. There are 3 different sessions. And so if you want to go, you got to buy tickets ahead of time for those sessions. And when you walk in, basically, it's an all-inclusive bacon wonderland. We have about 90 stations. Each one is either a restaurant that has done a creative, delicious bacon dish or, like you said, a mixologist that's put together a cocktail that either features bacon or pairs well with bacon. We have bacon makers, bacon vendors, bacon arts and crafts, and it's all there for the taking. So you walk around and you connect with these chefs and you connect with all these great brewers and cocktail makers and just have a great time for 3 hours getting stuffed with bacon.
That's fabulous. So tell me about some of the restaurants that are participating, because there's some pretty big names here.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very lucky that a lot of restaurants like bacon, a lot of great chefs in Chicago. Yeah. So this year, some highlights are Takashi Yagihashi from The Slurping Turtle. Takashi Yagihashi. Try to spell it, too. It's not that easy. But he's doing a bacon ramen, which is going to be good.
Ooh.
Ramen's
now the new hot thing all of a sudden.
It is.
Ate it out of disparity. And now
ramen hasn't been hot since college. What are you talking about?
No, there's all this craft ramen.
College kid over here. I can still say it's still hot.
Yeah.
See, there you go. There you go.
No, but everybody nodded when I said that. Like, no, you're wrong. Ramen's in.
Ramen is it. I mean, that's funny is that Bacon Fest is sort of the food trends that are in the air get filtered through the lens of bacon at Bacon Fest. So there's going to be ramen. We have some amazing bakers there. Sandra Hall from Floriole, who won the Jean Blanchet Award this year for her baking, is going to be there doing bacon stuff. We got an amazing lineup and some really wild dishes. That's the thing which I love about it is that every year when I walk around and I try things, I have flavor combinations and dishes that feature bacon in unique and creative ways that I never would have thought of.
Well, it's different for different day parts too. I mean, what you got featured throughout the days, right?
Yeah. It is. So, I mean, each session, there's a lunch and a dinner session on Saturday and a brunch session on Sunday. So, like, for example, at brunch, we thought, okay, well, first of all, brunch is new for us. We brought bacon back to brunch where it belongs. And we invited a bunch of Bloody Mary makers to staff a Bloody Mary bar because, of course, at brunch you want to have a Bloody Mary or two or three or in our case, four.
Okay.
So each session has its own featured cocktail. And then there's a different lineup of chefs at each session. So you're going to get a completely unique menu at Bacon Fest each
You've
time.
Got two friends to your left wearing white coats. Can you introduce them for us?
Absolutely. So this is Andrea Williams from Z451, and JB, who's the kitchen manager there. And they've been at Bacon Fest for many years, and they brought a ludicrous assortment of delicious bacon dishes for us to try.
Which we're going to try in a little bit, absolutely. And I'm looking at, too, Jeff Morrow, the Sandwich King, is going to be there, too.
That's right.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, Pork and Mindy's.
He's bringing Pork and Mindy's.
Pig candy BLT with jardiniera mayo.
Wow. Wow. And our friends downstairs here at Howell and Hood are going to be there. They're doing a bacon bratwurst. I'm just looking at some of this other stuff. Bacon maple glazed scones.
Uh-huh.
Bacon fat ginger snaps. You got peanut bacon butter and apricot jam sandwich.
Yeah.
I just want to get people into understanding what they're going to be eating. I mean, this is some pretty cool stuff. Bacon maple, dashi braised bacon, smoked pork belly. You've got cheesy bacon bourbon bites.
say that again.
Cheesy bacon bourbon bites. I can't do it. Candied bacon and pork liver parfait with dried apricots, jalapeno, and fennel.
That is
some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
The one that struck me this year is Marion Street Cheese Market is doing a bacon watermelon gazpacho with like a, I think it's a jack cheese stuffed bacon wrapped jalapeno as a garnish.
Wow.
So I would just get dirty looks if I walk in and just wanted plain old bacon.
No, not at all. In fact, Newskies will be there. So Newskies is our bacon sponsor. They send each chef an allotment of 50 pounds of bacon to use 50. In their dish. So there's nearly 4 tons of bacon at the event, which if you sliced up and laid end to end would be 25 miles of bacon, almost a bacon marathon.
Oink.
So you've got really a lot of farms out there, too, doing their stuff and showing their bacon? Or
it's
what
less
have?
Farms than bacon makers. So Newskies will be there. Okay. They're our main bacon sponsor. We'll have a few other bacons there. There's a really interesting one from Wagshall's Import that's a Spanish bacon called Iberico bacon, which is made from the same pigs that they make Iberico ham out of.
Wow.
And it is really, really special.
Wow. Very, very cool. And then you got mixologists there, too. So they're going to be doing mixed drinks.
It's going to be
so
a whole array of mixed drinks and beers. We'll have Revolution. We'll have Lagunitas. Yeah. We'll have Goose Island. It's really a day of indulgence, all about bacon.
Now, how much are the tickets? Because I know it's at the UIC Forum on Roosevelt Road on, again, the end of the month, Saturday and Sunday. How much are tickets?
So tickets are $100 a piece for general admission, and that gets you...
What you're eating for 2 days.
Everything, exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to get unlimited dishes from the chefs. You're going to get drinks, basically all included. You're going to get a delightful Bacon Fest tote bag.
Tickets. That should get you through a couple hours, right?
It's my experience that that's more than enough. And then the other nice thing to remember is that it also benefits the food bank. So we gave $75,000 last year to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. So.
Yeah, see, that's one of the cool things I saw here. But yeah, but more than 75, wasn't it over 300,000 over the last?
Since we started, we've given more than $300,000, which if you translate into meals, adds up to nearly 1 million meals to hungry Chicagoans, which sounds like a lot, but the GCFD does like 20 times that in a week.
Yeah, so. 3 meals, number of meals that can be purchased with a $1 donation, 11,000 pounds of food donated by your guests on top of that. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
5,000 pounds amount of food donated by sponsors to match guest contributions, and 924,000 meals.
Which
that's really great that you do that.
That's a little karmic offset for the gluttony that you're going to experience at
Bacon
Fest.
Yeah, I guess so. It says, one of the questions, because you do a little question and answer here, there's access to the chef area. What's that about?
So that's the main room where we have all the chefs out serving their dishes. That's what you get with your ticket.
So you get to say hello to these folks.
Of course,
well.
And that's part of the fun for them is to connect with their customers face-to-face. They don't usually get out from behind the stove too often.
And you can get seconds if you have something that's favorite, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We welcome that.
And there's an age thing. Under 10,
it's probably not the best for kids.
Yeah,
it's kind of a raucous good time, and it's
especially with all the drinks and cocktails going along. So I was looking at Saturday. You've got the Cooking Channel VIP hour going on, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so if you want to spring for VIP, it's $200. You get in an hour early with just a couple hundred people in the room, and you really have unfettered access to bacon pleasure.
Yeah. I just love that.
You put the bacon in your pockets and go home.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you got featured cocktails throughout this whole thing, too. So Saturday you go, it's a tiki.
Tiki, right.
Okay, all right. Then Saturday dinner, which we'll be talking about a little bit, is the old fashioned.
Uh-huh.
So that's very cool. And, of course, the Bloody Mary. You have to do that.
Yeah, right. we got it all. I mean, there's something for everybody at Bacon Fest as long as you like to eat bacon.
The Golden Rasher Awards. Tell me about this.
This is an object of intense desire from our competitive chefs. So we give out prizes to reward creativity in the bacon arts. The Golden Rasher Award, which is the actual award, is a 4-inch tall pewter pig, but it's an outsized meaning for the chefs who win it. So it's a real people get real competitive about it. We have a couple chefs. One chef this year from Bad Apple told me that he's planning to eat all of Osteria Lange's dish so that they can't win the Golden Rasher.
That's nice. That's nice. Very competitive.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to bring in, again, the folks from Z451 to talk about some of their bacon-infused culinary delights, and we'll do that more with Seth Zurer, who's the co-founder of Bacon Fest Chicago, next on 720 WGN. Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to the co-founder of Bacon Fest Chicago, Seth Zurer, taking place at the UIC Forum on Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st. And we also welcome in the studio Chef Andrea Williams and J.B. Shorts, who's the kitchen supervisor for Z451. Hello, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
And we're hanging with Stan Panionovich, who's got to be up in a few hours to do sports.
See, this is what I can't wait for, though. We've got the food in front of us. I've been waiting.
I haven't even touched anything.
And I want to talk to the people that make it happen.
Right.
I like Seth, but these are the creators over here. And they make all these ideas happen.
Well, tell us a little bit, and it's one of my favorite places. Tell us a little bit about Z451.
Z451 is a modern chaskaria. We serve all kinds of meats, basically on a skewer. Chefs walk around. It's totally unlimited. And you can eat till your heart's desire, till you're absolutely full. So
it's a great atmosphere inside, too. I mean, where you can kind of walk around and the vegetables and the cheese plates and the soups and all that fabulous stuff. But you've got a great outdoor patio upstairs, too.
Yep. Yeah, just opened up the rooftop about 2 weeks ago, and it's been really awesome. I think they're only doing beer and wine up there right now, just kind of trying to ease into it. It's been, the weather's not cooperative, as you know. So.
I'm telling you, it's beautiful up there.
It's beautiful up there, absolutely.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit more, so Sam has to wait to eat. Just
I already ate bacon
very
off the
cool
drink.
Of you, Dave. Very
sorry,
cool.
Sam.
There's no more bacon on this drink.
All right, so we're going to taste a little bit on the air, but we're going to share that with you because I know eating on radio isn't exactly fabulous, but we are going to explain everything we're doing. So we're going to start off with this cupcake. Talk about that.
So the cupcake is what we're actually showing at Bacon Fest. It's called Chicago's Bacon Me Crazy.
It is an
old-style beer cupcake infused.
And when you say old-style, you mean real old-style?
Old-style of the beer. We actually brushed the cupcake with beer. Caval whiskey ganache, so Caval Chicago whiskey, maple bacon buttercream, and then candied bacon crumbles on top.
The buttercream is amazing. It's like a sandwich, almost. The thickness of this is absolutely
they're hard,
fabulous.
They're interesting to eat because they're so tall. I looked at it and I was like, how is this going to work?
The crazy thing about this is that you give me all these things that are inside it. I can't necessarily taste them individually, but the blend together is what makes it all come together.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you got in there, Bennett?
I'm pretty sure there was a piece of bacon in there. Am I wrong or no?
No.
You see,
no bacon.
But I'm just imagining it.
And it's candied bacon slices in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're washing it down with this old-fashioned. So tell me what the old-fashioned
is. So this is a bacon old-fashioned, again, made with Caval. Maple simple syrup, a little vermouth, orange bitters. They shook it with actual bacon crumbles in it to kind of get the flavor. And then the little wedge on top is a candied bacon garnish.
Bacon bitters. There's even bacon bitters.
There is bacon bitters. I don't think we didn't use them. We used orange bitters, but... Yeah, to kind of bring the old-fashioned home.
Nice. All right, and then you've got this hoisin pork belly. Tell us a little bit about
hoisin
that.
Hoisin pork belly. So the next couple items are actually on our menu at Zed. You can come in and get these unlimited. So that's our barbecue hoisin glazed pork belly with fresh kimchi.
So, JB, what's the craziest thing? You're in the kitchen all the time. What's the craziest thing that somebody's ever sent back or requested at the restaurant? It doesn't even have to be bacon-related. I can only imagine some of the wackos that you guys get in restaurants sometimes.
Oh, well, of course, you know, but what we do is that we try to do our best to accommodate everyone and what they want. You know, we like to serve with a lot of love, and, you know, anything that's within reason, we will accommodate you for. Just recently, maybe last weekend, I had a guest who wanted me to sing happy birthday to his lady.
Which he did.
That's so wrong.
That's awesome.
We had somebody last week ask for a Corona with grenadine in it. And I was,
Yeah.
Juicy beer.
Did you look that up to see what that was all about?
No.
Wow, pretty
that's
well.
New.
All right, and you got a bacon strip here, Cajun maple bacon.
Yep, so that's on our brunch menu. That is just a staple in our restaurant. We like to put that on all kinds of things, and that's the packets I brought for you guys that we have here, and we'll also have at Bacon Fest.
Are you just baking the maple right on them?
Yep.
And, Seth, you were talking about this these packets that you brought in here that I did a shot of earlier. Andrea said it's not Pop Rocks, but it's like a blast of craziness. So what is this all about?
Andrea will have to tell you about it. I think it's bacon maple seasoning that they use on the bacon.
So it's just our seasoning that we have at the restaurant.
Oh, my God. The flavor is amazing on that.
But you can shoot it if you want.
Sprinkle it on your eggs in the morning.
Yeah, you said put it in ramen.
The big thing now in the morning, a lot of people want to get healthy. They make their smoothies and their shakes, and I found our next flavor.
That's a good idea.
Uh-oh.
Can I tell you, it's a huge wake me up. You got to do a shot of that. No, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you want me to huff the seasoning? Great idea.
It's really why we started late, because I needed to kind of compose myself after that, because it is that. No, I want you to open it up right now and try it and tell us what you think. Seriously, right?
Anything goes on overnight.
On your hand and give it a lick.
That's right. That's right.
And then stand up and dance. Right. Hold on. All right. What am I?
You will.
Yeah.
Am I inhaling the whole thing?
No. Just
pretend you just had a tequila shot.
Yeah. Just a quick little shot of this.
Okay. Going in.
There you go.
Oh, that's not enough. I almost did
I
did a teaspoonful, for God's sake.
Well, hold on, I'm going to pour it out. I'm licking my hand now.
Use the old-fashioned.
Okay, I will. Everybody calm down.
I can see you doing this in eggs, on steaks. I mean, you can really use this on everything. How do you get this stuff?
Well, it's good.
You have to come to Zed.
You got
to
come to Zed.
Or come to Bacon Fest.
Or come to Bacon Fest.
Actually, that does complement the drink very well.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. And then you got a bacon ale sausage. Tell me about that.
Okay, so Big Fork Brands we've been using their bacon for a while. Lance Avery has been a part of Bacon Fest from the get-go.
They specialize in bacon sausage, so they make sausage that all has like 50% bacon in it.
Wow.
So it's his newest sausage out this spring. It's called Bacon and Ale Sausage. It's infused with Two Brothers, Abel's Weiss beer. And we paired it with Dusseldorf mustard. So
wow, it's nicely done.
And also in our restaurant right now. So
I didn't get any food. I don't know where it went. It's all gone.
Sam, growing boy. What do you think of the sausage in there, Bennett?
Oh, it was gone 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's no doubt. The pork, the bacon. It's crazy good, man. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, this is a well attended event. I mean, you usually sell out pretty quick.
We have sold out every year so far. So if people want to go, they should really go to baconfestchicago.com and grab those tickets
and get your tickets right away. Is VIP still available too?
VIP is still available. I think Saturday night is sold out for VIP. So if you want the VIP experience, stick with Sunday brunch or Saturday lunch.
And how many restaurants are going to be here?
More than 160. I can't remember the exact
huge
number.
Huge.
But
I mean,
over the
really
course
sampling
of the three sessions, yeah, you get more. Everybody has bacon coming out of their ears by the time they're done.
So you can't even really, even if you go one day, you probably won't make it through everybody.
It's unlikely. I do know a few people that sort of take as their challenge to come to all three sessions and try every dish, and they have like a whole strategy about one bite only, no bread allowed, but they want to taste everything because they want to get the full experience.
Creatively speaking, you just gave us obviously the things that you're most proud of because they're on a dish and there's toothpicks in them and we're talking about them on the air. How many things technically hit the cutting room floor? Like you put something together and then you go, ugh, because it doesn't mesh with the ingredients.
We have a couple goes on some of these things, and you know, it really is trial and error. Like you just go, okay, that wasn't quite right. Like,
is it right away
definitely
though?
Missing
you know right away.
Me, I have two very talented sous chefs, Nick and Peter, and we all collectively try these things, and if it's not working, we look
but
at each
other. But that's
got
to be fun to play.
Yes,
and
it
do
is.
It, right? Yeah.
It is, very
JB's
much so.
Over there nodding like, I know.
JB, try this. He's like, no.
What are some things you've sampled before and try to mix together and kind of bring together? Because you're always trying to do something new.
Making this cocktail was really interesting. Okay. It was a very interesting balance of trying to get the right bacon.
Because you wanted to get the bacon.
Well, and if there's too much in there, it's like, ugh, that was bacon.
Too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And you're open for dinner, lunch, breakfast, brunch? What do
we
do?
We're open Monday through Friday for dinner. The rooftop opens at 4:30. Our lounge opens at 4:30 as well. And then on the weekends, we are open from 10 to 2 for brunch, Saturday and Sunday, and then for dinner again until 11.
And again, Seth, who doesn't love bacon?
I mean, there are a few people. We had some vegan protesters last year. But,
no, you did not.
We did, actually. But all of our bacon lovers went out and just took selfies with them. So.
Something about that part of town. They boycotted Trump. They boycott bacon. Yeah.
I think it's a different set of people, but I'm not sure.
Well, there you go.
There you have it. Well, Bacon Fest Chicago, fun-filled walk-around tasting event featuring the most creative bacon dishes, best chefs in Chicago, cocktails from the Windy City's best mixologist, all happening at the UIC Forum, Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st. And for details and for tickets, and you want to get them quickly.
Absolutely.
You're at baconfestchicago.com. And what's Z451's website?
Z451.com.
Boom. Easy enough.
Simple.
Thanks, everybody.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
All
cheers.
Right. We'll have a couple more drinks before they go. All right. Good. News is next on 720 WGN.